Freedom.com. New subject. Navy Captain Don Ulmer, retired, was at his core a submariner. He's the only person to serve on a submarine, as an enlisted person and later to command that same boat. He's also an author. He's written a number of books, all with a military theme. So welcome to Frontlines of Freedom, Captain Ulmer.
Oh, thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Don, why did you join the Navy?
Well, my dad was an enlisted man in World War I. My brother was an enlisted man in World War II. It just had great appeal for me, especially in being an 18-year-old living in a little town in New Jersey, never having traveled more than 100 miles from home. To me, it was just a great adventure about to unfold.
So Navy was sort of a family tradition.
It was very definitely a family tradition.
Now, one of the things you corrected me on during we were talking about earlier is we call them submarines, not subs, right?
Yes, sir. That's right.
How about boats?
Well, boats are okay. Normally, just the submariners themselves allow them to use that term, but we accept it from other people, too.
Okay. I just want to know how to pull your chain and how not to.
Yeah. Oh, no. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about pulling my chain.
Don't worry. Now, what I enjoyed particularly was you're a Naval Academy graduate, but the way you got to the Naval Academy was somewhat atypical. Will you tell us that story?
Yeah, I sure will. I was an enlisted man aboard the USS Clamagore, a submarine based at Key West, Florida. At the time, I was a third-class petty officer, 19 years old. And one day I was told to report to the commanding officer. Well, you know, a 3PO told to report to the commanding officer. That's usually not good. But I went there. I stood at attention as best I could. He never even looked up from his paperwork. And he says, oh, yes, Ulmer. He says, pick up your stuff. We're sending you off to the Naval Academy. And I thought, oh, my God. Well, you know, having a great big ego, as all kids do at that age, I wanted to know why. So I says, well, why me, Captain? He says, Ulmer, he says, you're not smart enough to make a second class, and we need a bunk space.
And with that, your CO had nominated you to the Naval Academy. Did you go to prep school first?
I went to the Naval Academy prep school first and then to Annapolis, and I graduated in 1954.
And then you spent a full career in the Navy. What was your favorite assignment?
Well, my favorite assignment was, would you believe it, a command of the USS Clamagore, the same ship that I left as an enlisted man.
Any military person whose favorite duty isn't command is either never had command or is weird.
I'm going to have to go along with that. I really am. But anyway, it turned out that going back to the Clamagore, I'm reasonably certain that I'm the only person in the U.S. Navy who has ever cleaned bilges and was commanding officer of the same ship.
And I don't think there's probably anybody fighting you for that distinction.
So, as I know, there aren't.
When did you start writing?
Well, you know, I've always been a storyteller. I came by it legitimately because my mom has a real flair for the narrative. And I've written some short stories, a few articles, but it was the advent of the PC that really got me going on the novel.
Okay. You started writing novels. How do you pick your subjects?
Well, I think it's a good idea for someone to write about what they know about. You know, otherwise you're going to become really transparent. Now, at the Naval Academy, I learned that if you've got something worthwhile to say, no style is needed. But if you've got nothing worthwhile to say, then all the style in the world is not going to help. Yep. I always believed it has a better chance of being worthwhile if I stick to what I know best, and so that's what I did.
So the bulk, or actually all of your subjects, all of your books have military themes.
Now, that's correct. Mm-hmm.
Pick a couple of your favorite books and tell us about them.
Okay, I guess Shadows of Heroes probably is my favorite submarine book, and it's loosely based on the sinking of the submarine USS Kachino off the coast of Norway in 1949. I remember this very well because at the time I was on the USS Clamagore, and it was something that we all talked about. It just seemed to have a setting for a real good story, so I kind of let my imagination run wild, and I invented a ship called the USS Kokanee. I had it penetrate Soviet waters, put a few people ashore, They're there primarily to find out whether or not the Soviets are getting started on the development of a nuclear-powered submarine. As you might suspect, the Soviets, get quite irritated if they catch you inside their own waters. So there's a lot of banging around that goes on. It's quite an exciting book, and I've had some nice things said about it by a lot of good submariners.
Don, how did you get published? Did you publish it yourself? Did you go to someone? Did someone know something? How did you do that?
I had a real stroke of good luck. I had written a novel, and I had it self-published because I wanted something better than just a manuscript to toss to a prospective publisher. And through a real stroke of luck, I got connected with the Patriot Media Publishing at Niceville, Florida. And the CEO there read my book. It was a kind of a romantic novel, and loved it, and asked me, did I have something else? Well, I had other stuff in the mill, and they said, send it. I did, and the old ball got rolling, and I just kind of went from there.
The rest, they say, is history.
The rest, they say, is history. I like that. Yeah.
So what's your latest book? You got one that's about ready to go to the publisher, right?
I sure do. Okay, and it's a sequel to the book that I just mentioned on the Speaking of Ticino, and used the same characters. We just kind of moved along and got further along. However, in this particular novel, the action takes place off the coast of the United States as opposed to Russia. When I was a young officer, since 1955, I was at the U.S. Submarine School, and we would go out and we would conduct diving operations in Block Island Sound, and then and return, just day trips. We got in the morning, back in the evening. And I was an officer of the deck under instruction, and one of the submarine school officers, I heard him turn and say to the captain as we went by a race rock, which is, well inside U.S. territorial waters, and he pointed, he says, right over there, I saw a whiskey submarine, broach up out of the surface and then go back down again. And I thought, good Lord, that's really something. So the thought stayed in my mind. And, of course, after having written the, Shadows of Heroes, the first novel, set it in Russian waters, moving it to American waters, turned out to be pretty well.
Now, the whiskey is a Russian submarine, or at least it was, right?
I beg your pardon, sir?
You referred to a whiskey submarine. That's a Russian sub, right?
It's a Russian submarine, absolutely. It was the first submarines they built at the end of World War II, and it was based primarily on the old German Type 9 submarine.
So this is sort of the other side of the coin. The first one, we went looking at them. This time, apparently, they're looking at us?
They're looking at us, right. But the thing is that we have no idea what they're doing. And so this gradually, unravels throughout the mystery. And the thing is that nothing happens in a vacuum. You can't merely talk about the people who are out there in the submarines. They have, friends. They have family ashore. And, of course, an event like this is very important, within the Navy structure, all the way up to the commander of the U.S. Atlantic Fleet. And then the media gets wind of things, and they'll sort of get into it. And then what I have in here, too, and I don't want to let this go because I don't want to explain, what the object of this Soviet submarine was, but it included putting an agent ashore, and this agent had been very well trained, he comes ashore, and he's expected to perform certain functions, for the Soviets, but something bad happens to him. He hooks up with a young gal from Connecticut College, slowly begins to change him around a little bit.
So, this is starting to sound like one of my favorite novels by Tom Clancy, Search for Red October. Are there any parallels?
Oh, no, none whatsoever, no.
Okay.
I don't think Tom Clancy is quaking in his boots.
Well, I don't think, but still a Soviet submarine doing something we don't know what off our coast. The Navy's looking for it. Sounded similar.
Well, yeah, a little similar.
Okay. How can people learn more about your books and or order copies?
Okay, well, the best place to find all my books, I have a website that the Patriot Media has set up for me, and it's dmulmer.com.
Okay.
The books, however, are also available on Amazon.com.
Okay. So, folks, we'll put that on our website, but it's DM Ulmer, U-L-M-E-R, all one word, .com. That's the best place to take a look at all the books and do a little shopping, right?
You'll see all of them right there. Mm-hmm.
Don, thank you for taking time to join us today, and thank you for your service to our nation. I appreciate you, brother.
Well, you're more than welcome, and thank you for yours, sir.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum.